You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On a very similar note, many experts believe that New Zealand should also start grabbing more opportunities to keep up with the rest of the world and invest in quote-unquote deep tech. I spoke to Professor Frederik van Olsbeek from the University of Auckland's Physics Department about deep and quantum technologies and their benefits.
Can you briefly explain to me what deep tech is and how it's become more relevant as of recently?
I think deep tech is tech that's deeply rooted in fundamental science, so it's kind of hard and require long-term investment, but it comes with potentially big rewards. So it comes with good benefits such as speed, processing power, precision, optimization, and it solves the world's most difficult problem like climate change, aging population, sufficient food production. And we have some good example in New Zealand of deep tech giving big rewards. So some of us have maybe heard of Quantify that was sold recently. That's an example of deep tech technology. So it's about photonics measurements for telecommunication. Quantum tech is something that's coming up now, and it's going to be a disruptive technology, and it will help with precision measurements, personalized medicine, for example, communication and computing.
And can you explain how quantum tech or deep tech will benefit New Zealand specifically?
I think it already benefits, like deep tech already benefits New Zealand. And the thing is that deep tech, because it's hard and it's rooted in fundamental science, is where we are ahead of the game in our field, right? And with good investment, you can maintain that advantage. For example, if you think about Fisher and Paykel Healthcare, you know, they have a niche product, they're ahead of the game, they're doing very well, and they keep investing in research. We have other industry in New Zealand. We have some excellent scientists in New Zealand in photonics and quantum technology. And we have regularly spin-out coming out of our center, for example. And so those spin-out are the one who can become the bigger industry in 10 years and then have a positive impact on the economy. So if you want to have economic growth using research and development, deep tech is the way to go because you can maintain an advantage in your field of knowledge.
In which ways do you think New Zealand is behind the rest of the world in terms of utilizing this?
New Zealand is underinvesting in research and development, right? Its government is underinvesting. We are behind in the OECD. And the thing is that industry investment usually follow the government investment. That's where we are behind. We also don't really have a strategy for photonics and quantum technology in New Zealand at the moment. All the country, like most countries around the world, have developed a strategy, like the UK, Australia, Europe, and it paid off. Right, they have now quantum technology spin out. I mean, you can look at Australia, you can look at the UK. In 10 years, the UK went from no quantum technology industry to representing 11% of the world spin out in quantum technology. In Australia, we have PsiQuantum building a quantum computer in Australia and other spin out, quantum spin out. So, yeah, so there will be some benefits. Quantum technology will be disruptive. And if we miss the boat, we won't have access to it.
And lastly, what steps do you think our government should take in terms of investing more into quantum technology?
I think, I mean, not just in quantum technology, but in the deep tech, is really making sure that we know where our area of strengths are and invest so we keep the scientists. We also invest in the right facilities so we can keep the scientists and we can develop that knowledge and progress towards prototyping and commercialization. I think the example with the Robinson Institute is a really good one. We need 5 or 6 of them with an investment in facilities because deep tech requires facilities as well to do the prototyping and all those experiments that need.
And before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
We should be really positive about what's going on in New Zealand in the deep tech arena. We have some excellent scientists and we have some spin-out that are coming up and that have come up. So we have some really good news. We should celebrate our success and keep investing to benefit from economic growth, from the research and development, and really I think there's some positive going on in New Zealand, and we want to develop that so that all graduates can find jobs.
That was Professor Frederik van Olsbeek on deep tech and why it's important for our government to invest in it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.